This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused Ukraine on Wednesday of deliberately shooting down a Russian military transport plane carrying 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers to a prisoner exchange, and a local official said all 74 people on board had been killed. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
If the details are confirmed, it would be the deadliest incident of the almost two-year-old war inside Russia's internationally recognized borders. The plane was shot down near the village of Yablonovo in the Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine. Russian state media said six Russian crew members and three guards were on board at the time. The plane was an Ilyushin IL-76, designed to airlift troops, cargo, military equipment, and weapons. Near the scene, locals said they heard two explosions before the plane fell from the sky.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, Ukraine did not directly confirm it had shot down the plane, nor that Ukrainian prisoners were on board. And later, the Ukrainian military said it would continue to destroy Russian military transport aircraft it believed were carrying missiles with which to strike Ukraine. Fighting intensified Wednesday in Gaza's Khan Yunis, the focus of Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, with the U.N. saying nine people were killed in a tank shelling at one of its shelters, sparking international condemnation. The United Nations slammed a quote-unquote blatant disregard for the rules of war, while the United States deplored the attack at the shelter housing displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza's biggest city. Thousands of Israelis marched around the Defense Ministry's compound in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, calling for the immediate release of hostages. At one point, a crowd of protesters blocked the nearby highway for several minutes, bringing traffic to a standstill. This is